Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Volvo unveils its new SUV today. The XC90 is the first model to be released by the company since it was taken over by the Chinese carmaker Geely Holding Group in 2010. And we're hearing Volvo has a lot riding on it. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Robin.
So Volvo is calling the XC90 SUV their most luxurious and intuitive Volvo yet. It was named the best concept car at the Detroit Auto Show this year. So what's so intuitive about it?
Well, you know, the company's touting advances within low emission engines with its safety and, of course, design, that Swedish style, which they're holding true to, even though they're now a Chinese-owned company. Now, this is a supercharged and turbocharged four-cylinder engine in this new vehicle, and they've made it that in the higher-end vehicles with the top-of-the-line ones with a plug-in electric motor. It's got seven seats, and it's priced in the $65,000 to $135,000 range.
Okay, then. Well, I was for a second there entertaining it. But why is so much riding on this car?
Well, one of the reasons, probably the most important reason, is the Chinese market. They want to get in there because right now the three top brands in China and China's premium car market, which is expected to be the largest in the world by the year 2020, is dominated by Audi, BMW, and Mercedes. They've got a 75% share. So Volvo's hoping that they can start to chip into that, and they hope they can do that because the Chinese consumer, at least when it comes to cars, has been reluctant to buy Chinese brands. And so by, again, emphasizing the Swedish origins of this car, that it will be popular with that audience. And then also, the U.S., they have such a negligible share of the SUV market in the U.S. They're hoping that this will give them at least some more presence. U.S. deliveries actually last year were down 11%. This year they're down 11%. And that's at the same time that the broader market is doing really well.
Well, you mentioned the Swedish origins. Volvo is a Swedish company, but it sold its car division to the Ford Motor Company in 1999. Then 4 years ago, to the Chinese holding company Geely. Is it still Swedish?
They say it is. I mean, at this announcement today in Sweden that this car, they emphasized how the design is really out of the Swedish tradition. And even you look at it, it has that very sort of sleek design. And, the other thing that you can say about it is it's got a lot of different, Swedish components to it. Like the gear shift, for example, was designed by a Swedish glass maker. And then the other thing to note is that this car is still being made in Sweden. Many of their other models are being made in China at this point, but this car that they're making their flagship of the moment is out of Sweden.
And how has Chinese ownership affected Volvo? I mean, just how does it, with the minute we have, how does the industry look at this wedding, if you will?
Well, it's still very, very early on, and it's a company that needs a turnaround, and so much is riding on this one vehicle that, this is the very beginning of an $11 billion development process that they're hoping and saying this is going to lead to a completely renewed Volvo fleet by the year 2020. But there's a lot of work left to be done, especially in the United States, where they've lost so much share. And another aspect of what they're trying to emphasize is they want to be the safest car in the world. And that is a big part of their branding, and they're hoping that will hold appeal in Sweden or all around the world, including China.
Well, they have to find a crop of parents to put children in it, but at that price, I don't know. Jason Bellini reports for the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.